Welcome to City League Sports, the show where we get into the stories of all things Columbus City League. Today we have representatives of the Eastmore Ladies Track Program. On the show today is Eastmore Girls Head Track Coach Mark Anthony and former EA alum and assistant coach Kamara Morgan. And finally, rounding out this group is junior track member Caden Lucas. I am your host, Dr. Vince Clarino, and I am excited to take you on today's trip around the track. Let's do some storytelling. Coach, we're going to start with you. Say hello, say your name, and give everybody a shout out there to our listeners and viewers.
Hello, my name is Coach Mark Anthony.
Ooh, that was very formal.
And I'm loving coaching at Eastmore Academy, and I have to give a shout out to the administration first
before I do anything. Okay, nice.
Okay, I will go all the way back to Mr. Gene Harper, who used to hold your title.
Okay.
And after that, Mr. Michael Rotunda, who was also my principal of democracy teacher.
Okay.
And now we've got the doc here, who's done some wonderful things for track and field, not only this year, but even before that.
I appreciate you sharing those kind of words.
I really appreciate the support. Now, I also have to get it to the principals,
too. I'm going
to
hold you for a moment. Because we got to get everybody's intro in. So we're going to jump to this young lady here to my left. Caden, go ahead. Say hello to everybody. Show some love and say hello.
All right. So as y'all heard, my name is Caden. I'm a junior at Eastmore Academy High School. And I run on the track team. I've been running since last year because freshman year, COVID kind of messed it up.
COVID.
Yeah, kind of sucks. But we're getting back into the swing of things. And I want to give a shout out to the team and the coaches, but they're here with us.
Nice, okay.
To my teammates, because they always pick me up.
You are filled with wonderful energy. I'm going to love you on the show today. And now we're going to go to the alumni. Now we're going to go to the giving back. Now that we're going to go over to you, young lady. So go ahead, please share your name. Say hello and give some shout out.
Hi, my name is Kamara Morgan, and I'll give my shout outs to my beautiful athletes, the beautiful administration at Eastmore Academy, Coach Anthony, and the coaches that trained me at Eastmore Academy with Coach White, Coach Flushi, Coach Robin Scott. And I'm just thankful to be here, thankful for the opportunity, and glad to give back to my community that raised me.
What year did you come out of Eastmore?
I graduated from Eastmore Academy in 2007.
2007 in the house. Okay, so look, you all sit here today. Obviously, we're talking about track, and Eastmore has built this beautiful kind of like legacy and history of track. Like, there's been a really nice 20-year run, and I don't know that people really understand just how special even track is in Columbus City Schools in general, right? Because track in our school district, we've had some phenomenal runners and some young women specifically who have done some really amazing things. Kamara, I'm going to start with you. So you're currently watching it and you've seen it before. So share, what was your experience like at Eastmore 2004, 2007 time frame? You're there at Eastmore in the early 2000s. What was it like for you being an athlete? And I'm taking you back, so we're going down memory lane with you.
I call 2004 to 2007 the golden years.
Ooh.
Although I ran at a collegiate level, I still think that my high school moments are unmatched. Because my teammates transition with me from basketball season to track season. So it's a real sisterhood that we have going on there. And I was able to win 2 state championships as a team. And then 4 state appearances while I was in high school. So that is definitely the glory days. We got to come to the school board and be interviewed like that. So it was just a lot of opportunity and exposure and things like that, along with having like your sisters next to you. Who I still keep my friendships with those ladies today. Those are my closest friends still to this day.
You know, you've shared sort of what has been a common theme for us, and just the experiences and how much they mean to young people, right? And you grow on, and a lot of times when you make a decision to participate in athletics, you do bond those lifelong friendships. I mean, some of my buddies that I still speak to today are guys that I played high school basketball with when I was at Columbus Walnut Ridge, and those things live with you forever. And sometimes you don't know what's happening while you're experiencing it, right? So Caden, I'm going to turn to you. You know, you're a Columbus kid. kid. I'm a Columbus kid. I say that so I can say that to you. You're a Columbus kid. You know, I'm a K-12 person and went through my journey through Columbus City, and I see you're on that same path. Mm-hmm. So you're a junior. What do you run? What, like, tell me your sports. Oh. Tell me your events. What, like, you know what I mean? Like give everybody a little something about Kate.
That's right? Easy.
There you go. Yes, indeed.
So I run the 100-meter dash. I run 100 hurdles and 300 hurdles.
Ooh.
Now, 300 hurdles is new because I've never touched 300 hurdles until this year or last year. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's definitely a struggle, but I just keep persevering through it because it's just something that I like doing, you know?
Nice, nice. Hey, you know, it's funny because, and those that are viewing right now, but our listeners, I see you, and I didn't expect you to say hurdles just now at all, right? Because you're shorter in stature, mm-hmm. right? And so typically you don't see maybe someone of your height. And I don't know,
yeah.
right? But for you, you said it with like confidence, like I'm a hurdler, right? And that's beautiful. So that means you're getting it in. What's your favorite event, though, of the 100 or the hurdles? What, do you have a favorite?
So I didn't mention it just now, but I am on different relays, specifically the 4x1.
Okay.
So out of all of them, I'll probably go towards the 4x1 only because it's like a team effort.
Nice, nice, nice. That's one of the beauties of track, right? You can have moments where you can shine as an individual when you're in your event, and then you can also have an opportunity to be a part of a relay team, which in turn brings a group together to do that special piece. Coach, tell us about, you know, when did you start? When did you become the head coach? And then, you know, give us a little bit about, you know, what's going on with you over at Eastmore with Girls Track.
Okay, at Eastmore Academy, I've been there for about 11 years.
Ooh.
Okay, and not only do I coach the girls, I also do hurdles and jumps for the boys teams. And it's been a while. It's been a good run. I've really enjoyed Eastmore Academy, you know, not just because it's track and field. I love track and field.
Okay.
I love football, too, which I've coached and, you know, and I still coach. But something that was different at Eastmore Academy with track and field was the support. Now, you know, every program has to have administrative support. And through those 11 years, I can think of the principals, Miss Alicia Gillison, who was a track star herself, you know, state champion in the hurdles.
Yeah.
Mr. Brian Morton, he was there, you know, during that time, too. And he really supported us.
Certainly.
And, you know, with a lot of enthusiasm. And Miss Alicia Fowler, too. She's doing well, too.
Certainly.
And like I mentioned you before, too, the things that you did to take us to another level indoors this year.
I
as well as outdoors,
that.
Too.
Yeah.
But Eastmore, like I said, is different. You know, it's been a great 11-year run, and it's still fresh.
Still fresh.
It's still fresh.
The beauty of you sharing that and that piece, right, is that and I share this with coaches all the time, right? So you sort of passing the baton, right, in track to you know, to Kamara as she sits here, and she's a part of, you know, your team and your coaching. But the beauty of it is that I'm glad you said it's still fresh, because for each person that comes in, it's new to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be old to you, but it's new to that young person. I'm a freshman. I walk in and all of a sudden I'm in track, and you might have, you know, you've done it 11 years, but I'm doing it year one. And it's important to keep that as a part of your programming. And, you know, because then that keeps a young person locked in.
Mm-hmm.
They can feel that freshness when you know what I mean? When you give that energy off. Kamara, you've seen a lot at Eastmore, right? You've been around, and then obviously, you know, you transitioned. You talked about the golden years. So the current group of young ladies, you know, that's out there running and getting it in. What do you see in this group?
I see a lot of fresh talent, a lot of talent that they don't even know that they have inside of themselves. And as coaches, we have to pull that out of them. And so I think our job is, we've done a great job. If by the end of the season, girls see in themselves what they didn't see when they started.
Right.
So I think I see a lot of me in them, kind of like timid. I've never done this before, but I want to be good, but I don't know how to be good. It's like the insecurity and unsure of themselves. But the blessing of a position that we are in is that we get to instill a different kind of confidence in them, athletic and physical confidence in
them.
Nice. So
I'm gonna put you on the spot for a second. You said you were timid. So what helped you? What was the turning point for you in your experience?
So I had great leaders ahead of me. So I ran behind Arizona Favors.
Okay.
So when I came to Eastmoor, I wasn't really sure what events I would run and that kind of thing, but I grew up with Arizona.
Okay.
So I just did whatever she did.
There you go. Okay.
So I kind of took my identity after her. I ran in her footsteps. When I seen her warming up, I was warming up.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice.
So I would have to contribute, you know, any success that I've had to her, kind of, because right. I just kind of, she excelled. I wanted to excel. So she was kind of my blueprint.
You put that so poetically, right? Because it's nice to have it's nice to have the playbook, the blueprint, the model in front of you. And Arizona Favors, as we all know, for those of us that have followed track, and I see this young lady shaking her head. That tells you how cold she was, right? Because you shaking your head like, I know who she is too, right? That's how bad she was. And she definitely was, you know, a trailblazer for us in just some of her accomplishments. Caden, I turn to you. Mm-hmm. You're a junior now. You've been in the program a couple of years. Do you feel some of that same type of responsibility? Do you see some of the younger people looking at you and maybe mimicking your world? Or is that something that you've even noticed?
Yeah, I've noticed that with a few of them. Because, like, they'll come to me, ask me, like, hey, you know, the order of events. And I'm like, yeah, fine. And they'll ask me, like, you know, when should I warm up? And I'm like, well, when I warm up, you know, you can warm up, too, because it's not going to hurt you.
Right.
And I also look to somebody else for that, too. So it's like people look to me for that, but I look to somebody else for that as well, because I need somebody else to push me too.
Certainly. No, and that's nice, because, you know, you definitely want to be pushed, especially, you know, that's the beauty of track and field, right? Because like you gotta want it deep down inside, and mm-hmm. and then when that tank is empty, somebody's got to come and fuel you. Because in other team sports, you know, whether you're playing basketball, football, whatever it may be, you can have those moments where a teammate makes a play and it fuels mm-hmm. you, right? But in track and field, you gotta be willing to fuel yourself, right? So, Caden, as I hear you sharing that, like, you understand that when you look around the landscape of track and field, Central Ohio, Central Ohio, or even across the state, who's out there that you notice? Are there other young women that you notice that's like, okay, this is who's out here getting it in? Also, or do you just look, hey, you know what? I'm in my zone and I'm getting it in. So where do you sit in that world or that perspective?
So I definitely sit in to where I'm getting it in. But when my tank is empty and I need to look for somebody, I usually look at, she's a former track and field athlete as well. She goes to Eastmoor Academy. She's a senior, and her name is Brianna Muse Dixon. So she's been killing it since freshman year, her freshman year, not mine, because we're in two different grades.
Right, right, right.
But sometimes when I'm down, you know, I go to her, or I just look at her run. I'm just like, I want to be that great. So I just find something and I just go.
There you go. Are there other young ladies in Central Ohio at different schools that you know of that are like, you know, because we ain't used the word fast yet, right?
Right.
Are there other young ladies that you know that just are flat out fast?
Yes. So last year was my first appearance at States.
Okay.
And that was exciting by itself.
As a sophomore.
It was nerve-wracking because, you know, you see everybody else. You're like, oh, I want to be that fast, or I'm not that fast. But I did see somebody that runs hurdles that is in the district as well. And she's just amazing. Like, when I look to her, I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, okay. What do I need to do to get to that point?
I love it. Okay. Coach, you're the leader of this group, right? And you're hearing things about motivation, and you're hearing, you know, about, you know, being prepared and those things. So when you're out there and you're guiding this group of young ladies into this experience, you know, what's going through your mind? How are you approaching it, and how are you helping these young women excel and be prepared to compete at their best?
Well, when you mentioned the word fast, I really start feeling it. Okay, I feel it. I mean, right now, you know, I got goosebumps right now.
Okay,
because what we want to do, we want them to be fast, but we want to take them to another level of fast, and that's called steadfast.
Mm. Okay.
Steadfast, okay. Meaning on the pace, you're faithful, you're loyal, nothing is going to get you off of your path.
Okay.
You're going to give all your energy with a whole heart. When you see that, ooh, it feels good. Now, she mentioned hurdles, too. Hurdlers are different, Doc. They're different.
Okay.
They are different animals.
Okay.
You got the obstacles, you know, you've got the courage, you've got everything, you know, going against you. Sometimes you go down, you got to get back up.
Hey, Paul, I don't want to lose that thunder. I had some person who thought it was smart to put me on hurdles when I was a freshman. I went down. I didn't get back up.
Okay.
Right. I was like, hello, coach. You chose the wrong event for me, right? That's okay. Why when you said that, I was really impressed because I stumbled and I was like, oh, man, everyone, right? So I said, I'm not ready for this, right? But yeah, so.
Well, it was different for you because you were an outstanding basketball player. I'm sure that came into play.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There's no ball down here.
Right.
I think
right.
I'm going to go
right.
to the gym.
That's right. 100%.
Yeah, but you know, with the hurdles, she mentioned Brianna Moose Dixon. And Caden is a hurdler, too. We've had some great hurdlers over the years, boys and girls.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Terry Johnson, Cameron, who's coaching with us now. Cameron Jackson, Stevie. I can go down to the list and even to Donald White's son, who you ran with. And I got to give a shout out, too, to the relationship that the Capital City Comets had with Eastmore Academy.
Okay.
Mr. Robert Talley Sr.
Okay.
Okay. I consider him the godfather. It was a community program who practiced at Eastmore.
Okay.
And she was a part of that program.
Nice. Okay. So you've grown up around
some of the
track.
Other ones. Yeah. Yeah, she grew up around
for sure.
You've been running for how long?
Oh, I've been running since I was about 9.
Okay, like you said, like I love that. That was that was an old, soul moment. Yeah. I felt like I was talking to like a 40-year-old. He was like, since 9. That's a couple years ago for you though, right?
That was actually a minute ago. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but you've been getting it in though. So you knew you enjoyed track then, right? Okay, you were, so it's a part of you then.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed running. It's difficult sometimes for sure, but I've always enjoyed running, so I keep coming back.
There you go. And that's a testament to the adults and the people that are around you, right? Because part of coming back for young people in your generation is a little bit different, right? And I say this not as a knock, listeners, okay? Yeah. Young people and listeners, this is not as a knock. But you all, some of you need to get a little bit more grit. You quit too easy, generation. Sometimes you all quit too easy. I come from a generation where our parents and coach, you probably are the same. You know, my parents told me, whatever you start, you finish.
You will finish.
Right.
Exactly.
And track is probably a great example of that. But so if you went out and you and even for me, right, like if you go out and you want to be on the track team, you finish the track season. You don't got to necessarily play next season. But if you start this season, you're going to finish this season. And that's a little bit different because now I see young people who kind of like, this ain't for me. And you walk away. Well, you got to give it the full experience before you know if it's for you. And that's my opinion, my philosophy. But I don't want you all to quit and give up so easy. I share that with our listeners. Coach, I want to stay with you for a moment, though. So I want to get to this energy of the track athlete. I know you talked about some other sports, but I want to stay on the track athlete. When are you conscious when you see that a young person needs a pick me up? And what do you do when you see that? Or is that a part of you said steadfast, which I loved. Is that language? Is that common language around y'all's program? Steadfast is a term that's used often.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. You mentioned the word finish too, and what I like to do is when somebody needs to be picked up, if I have to pick them up physically, you know, I'll do that because sometimes they go down, they will get tired and they will want to quit. But something I love doing, I will stand at the spot where I think they're going to quit or finish.
Yeah.
I will be right there.
Nice.
Until then, you got to keep going.
Got to keep going.
Okay. We're not quitting here.
Nice.
Don't give in. There's all kind of phrases that you could use.
Certainly.
But you have to know the athlete and you need to know where they might quit. But sometimes you're surprised. And they don't quit where you think they're going to quit. And you love that.
I love that about what you're sharing because I think there's not any other sport that gives you that. And that I'm speaking to is, you know, in a basketball game and a football game, you can kind of see an athlete and they're tired for a moment. Mm-hmm. But then you have to be really sharp to know when they quit. In track and field, you can almost just see it, right? You know, I remember one time I had a niece who ran track and she wanted to race me in the 200 or something like that. I was older. She was in high school. She said she even gave me a head start. I don't know, maybe 40 or 50 meters. And we got around the turn and then thing I know, she was like flying past me. This is Anisha. I'm going, my goodness, right? So I pulled up because I had to have a reason for why I lost. And I said, my ankle or something. I don't remember what it was. Something was hurting that day. But I love the energy about you being in position and being in tune with your athletes and knowing when they're going to maybe need that extra push. Kamar, you're out there now. And so you obviously bring a different lens, mm-hmm. a different experience. Eastmoor is a part of who you are. I love that you spoke about the sisterhood with those that, you know, were participating when you were participating. So now, like just when you approach these young women now and they're on their journey and their path, tell me just about, what are some of your experiences that you're sharing that you think is helping you connect right now?
Sure thing. So I think my sole reason for returning was for that culture.
Coach Anthony reason. Was, come on, that's deep.
That's my reason.
Little words like that, you don't realize the power of words. So go ahead. Your reason for returning. Go ahead.
It's relationship with the girls. I felt like what Columbus City Schools is missing is mentorship, where young women are coming back and saying, it's okay for you to be feminine and be beautiful, but to also be tough and resilient.
I love it.
That was my reason for returning, because I don't think we have a lack of athleticism. I think we have a lack of drive for wanting to be out there. The young women are so consumed by social media and these appearances.
Right.
But I also wanted to let them know that, hey, this could be a vehicle for you.
Right.
Or this could be something that empowers you.
Certainly.
Even if it's not a vehicle to take you to school, if you feel empowered when you left the track.
Who's your support system? You're amazing.
Yeah. So Coach Anthony holds down. He's a track guru. So I knew I didn't need to step in that aspect. I just felt like these young ladies needed to see someone who came from the same structure as them and is somewhat successful.
You can cry.
You know what I mean?
Can I cry on here a little bit? Yeah, let some of that emotion out.
That's fair play. My reason. And so when I'm at practice with them, I kind of just share my stories of when I was in school and like what we had to go against. And I know you want to talk to the boys at the track meet, but we mean business first, right? So run your race first. And they know. I won't get your Mac on. Do what you do.
Okay.
But at the same time, you have business to take care of first. And then we can have fun. They know I'll party with them. We'll have fun. Yeah.
Right.
We can clown, make the TikToks, whatever you want to do. But we're here for business first.
I love that. I mean, hey, you know, like you shared so much in that one little, that one little snippet of information, because one of the things that I shared on a previous episode that we were having with a young person, he was speaking about like, I gotta be tough on the basketball court and all this other stuff. And I was like, no, you can actually have fun also. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, what we're doing is supposed to be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I share this. And so it's come up again in this particular episode, but I share this. Every athlete that I've ever competed against who was having fun was always the best. That was the person who was the toughest for me to compete against, because I'm going like, wow, you smiling and you out here giving it to me bucket after bucket, right? And so and I think that's the approach. Like you can go into it. I love that you said handle your business and be about what you're about, right? Like come in here and do what you're supposed to be doing. You know, I will say kudos to you, because another thing that I think often gets overlooked from people is that you can bring all of the things you shared, but you're also there. Being there is important. You wake up your day. So you know, sometimes as young people, you don't really realize as adults, right, the things that we shuffle to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we make all of these other changes in our life to be there. And
yes.
So when you wake up and you walk out after school onto the track, you expect to see these faces, right? And the fact that they're there is a comforting space for you, because you know you have people who care about you. Coach, I'm circling back to you. You've seen a lot, you know, in your 11 years or whatever. Give us a little bit of history. Eastmoor girls track. Who do you want to like? Are there some special people that you can help remember or recall that has helped continue to push this whole vehicle forward?
Okay. First of all, I'll say, you know, I've been at Eastmoor for 11 years, but I've coached many years even before Eastmoor.
Track
and field too.
Okay.
Yeah, Eastmoor is special.
Okay.
The history, I knew of the history of Eastmoor even before Eastmoor. I mentioned the Capital City Comets program and some of the people that she mentioned. You know, I coach, you know, with the summer program, AAU and all that.
Okay.
And they would come over to Eastmoor and do well.
Right.
But I got to say this, okay. I got the telephone call I got when Coach Morgan was interested in coming and coaching.
Okay.
Washington.
This is the stuff we want to know about right here. We want to know
Butch Washington.
Behind the scenes.
Got to give
stuff.
A shout out to Butch. He supports the program a lot. You know, definitely. I went to school with his daddy.
There you go. Nice. Okay.
So it's been a while. So, but back to her. I got the telephone call. And he said, "There's a young lady in my office. She says she wants to coach track and field."
Nice.
And I'm like, "Well, yeah, somebody just walking in. You know, who was it?" Right. I said, "Well, right. Who might it be?"
Which is somebody just said, walking in. He showed up one day.
He said, "Kamara Morgan." I said, boom, she's on.
Wow.
She's on, and I want to tell you why.
Yeah, because that's
number
what
one,
I'm asking. We want
I knew she would be good
why.
For the young ladies, you
okay.
know. I know the family, you know, the elders, and we all grew up, and my kids grew up in church, you know, with her when
okay.
she was coming up.
Nice.
And I knew the character was there, the integrity was there, and I knew the talent was there, and I know the championship pedigree was there, and the collegiate
nice.
Pedigree was there, too. Okay? Now, the girls' track and field team are the only state champions out of all the years in the history of Eastmoore.
Okay.
There's been some great programs, you know,
some,
great programs.
Yeah.
Too. And
some Final
Four, we're always in the state.
Sports and other
but
stuff, yeah.
with,
yeah.
you know, her, she won it. And before we even had a state championship after she won it. And I like to tease her, too. We go back and forth about whose state championship team was the best.
okay.
And, you know, and I could say some things, you know, and I'm like, you know, they were close, but, you know, we're good.
You
but
have,
back
to
it was the integrity.
Okay.
And the expectations, didn't even have to interview her.
Let me share how powerful that is also, right? Because here's essentially what you said. And for young people, right, especially Kaden, I want you to really perk your ears up on this
I'm
part
listening.
Right now, right? There's always a moment to learn. What you shared is that the way Coach Morgan has carried herself, even mm-hmm. before she knew she was going to want to come back and be a coach,
yes.
those
mm-hmm.
things all mm-hmm. matter. So young people, what you're doing today matters. People are watching you.
Mm-hmm.
People are, you know, viewing the decisions that you're making. And so when you're at some of those crossroads and you're maybe choosing something that's not in line with maybe where you think you want to be in your future, that might be a moment to pause for you.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath, because here goes an opportunity that came your way. You come back, you say you want to give. And then as soon as Coach hears, you know, the name, he can tie in, you know, countless memories that says, yes, this is someone that is great for our program, great for our young women, great for, you know, what we're trying to accomplish in and around Eastmoore. And so I turn to you,
yeah.
like, as a role model, I can tell just in meeting you here today, you're outgoing. You have
oh,
a lot of,
sure.
you know what I mean? You have a, you, look,
oh,
for sure.
Sure.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yes, indeed. You have, and that's okay. You, hey, look, we are on a talk it up show, right? So this is, you know, you can talk, right? This is your platform, I can feel your energy. You know, life at Eastmoore, track, what do you see as your commitment to the legacy of all the things that have been done before you? Like, you know, when you have those moments, do you say, okay, hey, look, now I'm a part of something special. I've been doing track. What do you see as your role in this big picture here?
So besides being a leader to many other people, if I wanted to take the role like Coach Morgan to come back, even if it was at Eastmoore, the community, this center, regardless, people know what my reputation was. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't even be a thought of, you know, oh yeah, bring her in, you know, no question at all. So that's why I always try and keep myself in a positive loop and never try and fall below the barrier, because if
nice.
I do, it'd be way harder for me to pick myself up. Plus other people would be looking at me like, you know, everything okay. And then I might get a second thought on how I am as a person.
Nice. Nice. Do you have siblings?
I do have siblings.
Come on, give them some
okay.
love.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out to my sister. Her name is Kaya Lucas. She's a freshman
okay.
at Eastmoore Academy now. And I also have a senior brother. His name is Darius Lucas, so all
okay.
Lucas, of course.
Right.
And
okay.
he's also attends Eastmoore Academy High School.
Okay, so you're the middle child.
I am.
Yes, indeed. I mean, your energy is contagious. I hope that, you know what I mean, you're in a good space. So now we sit here and we're like, you know, we're saying, hey, track can be this vehicle. Coach, I want to turn to you now. You talked about the golden years, Coach Morgan. What did track do for you? What did the experience do for you? And tell us a little bit about your post-high school experiences, and then what you've grown and learned maybe from some of that.
Sure.
That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.